Take your foot off the gas of life, pull out your device of choice, and search Doptivity on your favorite podcast app.
After listening, some people suffer from success, self-love, and too much dopeness. If you find yourself feeling down or feeling as though you haven't been around much knowledge, listen to Doptivity.
Common side effects may include lighter thoughts, greater ambition, more self-love, better interactions with other people in your near future, and your ability to check yourself before you check others.
So now, get your daily dose of Doptivity and be dope for the rest of your life.
I just want to say the podcast is trash and you guys should stop recording, like, immediately. I'm just playing. What up, Big Nate dog? I'm enjoying the content. Dope perspective from both of you guys. And definitely keep hitting us with the jingles, the mid-podcast jingles with the crazy ad-libs from Shauna Boo. And I can't wait to hear more episodes from you guys. Keep it up.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, guys. What's the business?
I've heard that somewhere. I don't know where I got it.
Oh, I know. Hold on. Let me remember.
The Biz Naive.
Oh, that's from Scrappy from, he used to say that, talk like that on Love and Hip Hop. Did you ever watch that?
Oh, I didn't.
He used to be like,
Scrappy the rapper?
Scrappy. Yeah. What's the Biz Naive?
Did he really?
I mean, like, he used to say a whole bunch of words that I can't even think of. But he's like, the Biz Naive, the something naive, whatever the fuck.
No, I didn't catch that. But I feel like I've heard it somewhere. Maybe somebody said it because they heard it from that. And I just picked it up like, oh.
No, yeah, it's tight. Me.
It was probably you.
It's me. I was what? Yes. Okay. What's up, people? I just want to let you guys know that me and Nate are really happy.
Yeah.
Because we got some feedback.
We got some feedback.
Yeah, we did.
As you probably heard at the beginning of this, we played that. Played my homie. Shout out to Jay Foss.
Jay Foss.
My boy Jay Foss.
Hey, Jay Foss, or whatever.
She said, you say I cute or whatever, or whatever.
I was like, he said cute, Nate. Where he live? Oh. No, just kidding.
Yeah, we got that feedback. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much.
He was clowning,
sir,
on us a little bit. I low key feel like he meant that. He was like, your podcast is trash.
Y'all really need to start doing this shit. I was like, oh, is this one of those? I'm gonna have to tell them because I don't bite my tongue.
I'm gonna have to call him now.
I was about to
Come
go
on,
in.
Man. But and no, much appreciated.
Thank you. We've much also received some behind the scene feedback, which this person, shout out to Brittany, is her name?
Brittany.
Shout out to her because not even just this last episode, she has really been giving us the feedback that I think that we need. And I'm so excited that we already have like people that listen to every single episode. If you can text us or call us and critique us on
we like
every,
that constructive criticism.
Constructive,
like, no
like I appreciate it so much. Thank you. Shout out to you. I know you're going to hear this because you've been so loyal to us. And I really, really appreciate you, girl.
Man. So what was her feedback? What was her, she had like a, I guess she had a kind of a question in a sense, or maybe she wanted a little more.
Yeah.
Information on your thoughts.
If you have not listened to our latest episode, which was Never Neglecting Your Standards, I recommend, a lot of you to listen to it. I do realize that there was a lot more that we could have touched on in the episode. But to be completely honest, we just had a lot going on in that episode.
Yeah, we were eating. You know,
we were doing so much. Nathan was drunk as fuck. And we were just a little off. But what we did share with you guys gave you kind of, you know, a general idea of what we meant by never neglecting your standards. But her thing was that she's like, you know, as a faithful listener and all this stuff, I didn't touch on something that I genuinely already really wanted to touch on, mm-hmm. and she just brought it to my attention. Like, girl, you didn't say what you didn't say. You didn't even do this.
You did not elaborate.
So, just speaking back on that, she made a very legit comment, and it was like she feels like people don't have standards because they don't know their worth, or they're scared. They're too scared to be alone to figure out their worth, type of thing. Mm-hmm. And I just want to, you know, jump on that wagon and let her and everybody else know, not just her, but I'm going to fulfill my boo's request. Because
she knows her friends are probably like,
yeah, her friends. Yeah, exactly. People that she's has every, you know, everyday involvement with and all this stuff probably have those questions. So, but I just wanted to say, like, as far as what I meant in that thing, the whole thing episode was just about never neglecting your standards. And that meant like, don't allow a person or a job or anybody to come into your life and make you feel like you have to make adjustments in what you want just to be okay in life or whatever the case is. And so, when it goes to, like, I did mention a couple times about it being, you have to be in a good place to set those standards, to set healthy standards. You have to allow yourself to be in a self-developmental stage in your life in order to create the standards that can really get you through your 30s. You know what I'm saying? Like, or your 20s or whatever. Because at 20s, my early 20s, I wasn't worried about no damn standards. I'm going to be completely honest with you.
It was
just like
living free, YOLO.
I'm doing my thing.
Every day.
But now that you get older and you start to figure out like what life you really, really, really want to live in the long haul, you start to think about those standards. And it's got a lot to do with maturity, and it has a lot to do with being real with yourself, checking yourself before you check anybody else. Because in my early 20s, I do realize that my goal was to tell other motherfuckers how they, you are operating wrong. You doing this wrong. Yeah. You doing this wrong. And then at the end of the day, I wasn't looking in the mirror and seeing exactly what I was doing wrong, because it wasn't all their fault. You know what I'm saying? So I think at the stage of the point that I am right now, it's scary. It's gonna be scary.
Yeah. Fear of the future is a real thing.
Being scared is inevitable when it comes to self-development. And I think that's why I've jumped on that so hard, is because I get like an adrenaline just taking the time to figure me out and like allowing, creating standards for myself and what I want to do, and having to turn stuff down because it's not up to those standards. And like, all of it is really scary. You think you're gonna miss out on something. You think that you're doing it wrong. You think that, like, how do I know? Like, what, you know, you really, 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 really,
really, really
just have to dig deep within yourself. You have to literally talk to yourself. And I know that sounds fucking crazy, and a lot of people probably won't do it, but you literally should. Talk to yourself.
And not even that. It's just maybe some people don't know how, which is what we try to portray, at least. So our attempts in the ductivity industry.
I think I write everything down. I write everything down. If an event happens in my life where you're like, you don't even know if it's a part of your journey that's going to be here for a long time, but it made you feel some type of way that's significant, that pushes you to the next level, or pushes you to do something to get you to the next level. Like, I write everything down. Mm-hmm. And I can go back to, I started my journaling journey. I started that back in, I think it was like March. No, it wasn't that long ago. Yes. No, it was like April.
Yeah.
I started that back in April. And like, when I go back and read that stuff, I still to this day go back and read that stuff and realize, and you can literally see in the pages how I've grown.
Yeah. And I like that you brought that up because a lot of people will, you know, look at other people's lives, follow other people's stories. Compare. Mm-hmm. But even before that, they're still following. And for some reason, they know more about what somebody else is doing. Say it's like our last episode, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Mm-hmm. They know more about the Kardashians' life and timeline than they do about themselves. Because they didn't have record and they didn't have a way to look back. So what you say as far as writing your shit down makes ideal sense. Especially if you want to reflect on where you've been in your life.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times you don't look at it like that. You're just like, oh, I'm here now. And this is what's going on. But you didn't really pay attention to the past that you had and, you know, use that as a building block to
get. You know what's a good way to look at it too?
What's that?
Date yourself. Like, okay, if you want to be in an amazing relationship one day, mm-hmm. do that by dating yourself. Treating yourself great. Like,
take yourself to the movies.
Take yourself to the movies. Take yourself out on dates. Yeah. Get cute and beautiful and go wherever for yourself. Buy yourself lunch. Buy yourself something nice. You know, watch a series with yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, laugh with yourself. Yeah. Reflect with yourself. Talk about those deep.
We promise it's not crazy.
Right. Talk about those deep, dark secrets that you've never shared that you want to share with someone.
Just
talk about
in the room with yourself.
With yourself. Know? Date, literally date yourself.
Yeah. Good
and point. I mean, and I think that that is going to be the best way. So, you know, you do this and you're focused. If you're in a relationship and you're like in a good, you're a good person, you're not a cheater, you're not just a user, manipulator, none of that. Mm-hmm. If you take the time and literally date yourself, that's you setting the standard. So if someone comes along mm-hmm. and they can't do what you can already do for yourself, right. they're just a body, they're just here.
Right.
You're like, bro, it ain't no use for you. Like, I was having more fun. And I, like, if they, even if they, even if they come and they're bringing drama, toxic shit,
you would know, you know,
you're gonna
now.
Be like, oh my god, I was happier when I was by mm-hmm. myself.
It stands out way more.
Oh my
way
god
more. Yeah,
so 100%. Dating yourself, being with yourself, taking the time to talk to yourself, motivate yourself, mm-hmm. everything that you can possibly do with that significant other, if you do it to yourself, then mm-hmm. I feel like when that person comes along and they can add more than you've already, like, damn, you can love me a little more. Like, you can add to that.
Yeah.
This may be something.
You really making me think
extra. And I thought I had it planned out. Yeah. Like, that's when you open your eyes and you finally get what you deserve and not necessarily what you want. Because I think when we're in negative places, when we're lonely, mm-hmm. when we're desperate, when we, you know, lonely and desperate is the top two that I can think of right now. But you just want someone there.
Yeah.
Not knowing that that person is hindering you.
Almost, yeah.
That person is hindering you from getting to your best you. True. And you should, I feel like you should get your best you when you are in your best. You know, you could get your best relationship or best job or when you've worked on you mm-hmm. and you're your best
when
you.
You're your
that's
best
when
mindset
the,
and
that's when all of the good stuff just
when
starts
lights
to
and
come.
Colors are brighter.
Oh my god.
You're just happy.
You drive down shit the street and you're just like, this
every
is a beautiful song, ass life.
Every song is good all
yes.
of a sudden. You're
nothing
like,
negative
nothing
can hinder you.
I'm
right.
Really feeling good cuz.
Yeah, yeah, it's just crazy. So I think that I hope that that answered that because
I think so.
I think that means a lot. That means a lot to me. What I just said means a lot to me.
And I'll probably low-key last episode probably cut you off. I don't remember.
No,
it
you
was
weren't
either me
cut
or
off-ish.
The Chinese food delivery guy.
What yeah, because baby, food get in the mix and Shauna be like, whoop.
What? Oh, we got things to do. Hard.
I got to eat, bitch. I got to eat, bitch.
But yeah, no, that was good. I like that.
Okay, good. Yay. Okay. So, this week's episode, look,
yes.
we have to touch back on
transition.
That. This week's episode, I forgot to have makeup on, is going to be about evolving. So it kind of backdoors that, in a sense.
It's all a progress.
Evolving in a way, like, evolving in a way to where it's not even necessarily anything that you are doing. Well, it is, but it's not. Hmm. Okay.
Explain. Elaborate. Elaborate on that, please.
Okay. So, say you are taking the steps that we preach in our podcast every day. Every week, sorry. You are loving yourself. You're self-developing yourself. You are, you know, creating goals, trying to conquer them. Just all of that. Mm-hmm. Say you're doing that. And then doors just start opening, just like so many, like just so many different doors just start opening for you. At that point, I feel like that's evolvement.
Evolution.
Like
the evolution of.
That's I feel like that's God tapping you on the shoulder, like keep up the good work. Oh, good one.
Number one.
Good job, Nate. Sorry. That was a good one. Give me some. I like that. Dope five. I feel like that's when God's like tapping on the shoulder, like, you're doing amazing. Keep it going. Uh-huh. I'm going to give you a little something, but I need you to keep going. Like, don't stop. And so evolving, this is where I want people to get. Mm. I'm here just to make it clear.
Yes. The evolution story is coming from a place of knowing right now.
My life. Y'all know, like, I've been very transparent. It's, well, not completely transparent, but I've been, like, letting everyone in on the whole gist. Manifest journey. And, like, it's been, oh, my God. Guys, I could just cry.
Don't cry.
No. God has been speaking to me so much.
But as far as, like, when you say, like, you had an evolution, in a sense, are you talking about relationships? Are you talking about just all over individuality? Just the knowingness of yourself has evolved and you're finding,
all it.
You're confirming things that you
all it. All
you
it.
Come into things. It's like, oh wow, now I know for a fact that I am what I thought I was.
Okay. Yes.
Got it.
All of them.
That was five questions to
go. Okay. So this is the thing. I'm pretty sure my evolvement was starting to happen before I even realized it.
Okay.
Okay. Me getting my new promotion, I just thought, yay, I worked hard. I showed my worth. I'm great. I got a promotion. Thank you, Jesus. I love you. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Right? But then it's like, you get your promotion, you meet someone that's as business, a friend, a potential business partner, that's a, that can be your friend that you know, are in is in the exact same position as you are at work. And y'all have the same mental as far as like building the empire that you are wanting to build. I met her, we started talking and I'm like, oh shit, something's happening. But I didn't like soak on it. I didn't sit there. I just like, damn, that's really dope. Blah, blah, blah. Next. Another thing that you've been dealing with. I don't know. I should just like.
Well, I mean, like, is it.
Help me out, bro.
I'm thinking more so along the lines that the evolution of the situation you're just talking about was how things have come into fruition for you.
Yes.
Like we say the stars are aligning and stuff, and it's really happening the way you pictured it, but you probably weren't certain. So that confirmation of the evolution is really attacking your ass.
It's attacking me so much, and I'm not scared. I'm not going to say I'm not scared, because fear is just something that, I mean, we should not be fearful. We shouldn't. Yeah. I feel like we should not be fearful at all.
We should not.
You
take fear with a grain of salt.
You know? Right. And you should take fear. You should take fear out of the equation, because it's like basically like stopping you from continuing if you allow it to consume you. Mm-hmm. But yes, all of the things that have been happening to me right now,
if you allow to, don't let fear consume you. Consume that fear.
Yeah, put it in a jar, lock it up like a freaking butterfly.
Eat that shit and put it to the side.
Just like, right, like leave it alone. But yes, all the events. What is it called? I'm sorry. All of these things that have been happening for me have been aligning me to like, I've had a fruitful season.
Yeah.
And it's almost like that V that we talked about, or the W, or the V for individuals.
Yeah. All of it is just coming to, like, it's just great. Like, there's no, you guys aren't stranger to know that I've had a lot of failed relationships. Not a lot, but enough. The ones that I allow myself to get into, I failed. But then it's like, stuff is happening to where those same relationships that failed, those same men are coming back to me.
Oh, shit.
Within 2 weeks, I heard from three or four of them.
Just out of, what did you do something? Did you
like, no.
Like send a text message? No. Or video or something?
Like, I was just, doing me. I was just like just trying to figure energy. It out. I was just like, what's energy. Going on, God? And so all of them came back saying the same thing. Not necessarily like, it didn't affect me to where I'm like, oh, I got four potential men. Like, I'm about to do my thing.
I'm doing it now.
No, it was just what I took from it, because I'm in the time of my life that I'm in, was like, all of them were just telling me how, what I already knew, but hearing it from all four of them in 2 weeks.
They were all saying the same thing?
Same thing. You are amazing. You deserve the world. You are a phenomenal woman. You're intelligent. You're spiritual. You're funny as hell. You are just great. You deserve, like, all of them. Are saying.
So you've either, in my mind, you've either done something. You projected something out.
Bro, I haven't even seen them face to face.
It could just be your energy or something.
A lot of them in like forever.
You could have posted a picture.
I did post a picture on Instagram.
Look at her. I can see her energy through the fucking screen.
I post pictures all the time, though. Why that picture? I do remember the picture that I posted.
It's a new time. Maybe you come into a whole new awakening.
It's like that picture. Like that evolution, bitch, that's a monumental. Monumental right there. That picture right there did some shit.
It could just be a simple, like, what was the picture that you posted? It was just you standing there?
It was just me there. I was at a wedding.
Oh, okay.
And my outfit was bomb as fuck.
Ooh. See, that's what it was. It was like,
I picked that outfit in like 15 minutes. And it was bomb as hell. Like, that's Styling with Krishana Land. That's my hashtag. Yeah. Go to my Instagram. And it's STYLYN. With, spelled out, Krishana, KRISHAUNA.
Follow that.
LYN. That is my, oh my God. Okay, I love fashion. But anyway, my outfit was bomb as fuck. And I don't know, like, I just, I don't know. I was feeling myself that day.
If it wasn't the picture, it was just your energy. You just put some energy
in. I didn't reach out to any of them. And the thing is that I also noticed about myself is like I had no animosity towards all of them. Mm-hmm. And some of them hurt me more than others. But I still, I was just me. And I was like, I've never done that. And I'm just like, bro, I'm not going to let you see. Like, I'll be bitter towards you to give you that power. Yeah. No. Like, my thing is like, I'm going to keep doing me. Mm-hmm. That's my thing. I do me. I'm going to do me. Regardless,
you're doing me that doctivity.
I'm doing that doctivity, and I'm pretty sure this podcast has a lot to do with my new form energy, because I'm able to express it not only to myself every day in my living room, but to people. Yeah.
So you could tell me before, but
it's a good feeling. Evolving is amazing, and you'll know when you're evolving.
What's that feeling when you cross the line of evolution? You're like, I just evolved. Is there an awakening or something like that? Do you feel
I feel like you spiritually just know everything that you have overcome before. Mm-hmm. You did it the right way.
It's like a breath of fresh air. You let go of a lot of things,
how a lot of people are like, I'm working hard. I'm trying this. I'm trying to do this. Like, I just hope that I'm doing it right. Blah, blah, blah. And then sometimes you're like, you were doing it right. And I'm going to show you were doing it right. Like I said, I feel like God has tapped me on my shoulder and like, do you see this? Like, do you understand
this? So that evolution is more feeling evolved, I guess, is what you're saying. Feeling evolved is more so the actual feeling and knowing of getting past that point. Because you could have been doing the whole process correctly mm-hmm. and presenting yourself the way you acting wanted to. Acting accordingly. Whatever you, you know, the way you saw it. But then you hit that marker where you get like four or five dudes that said, hey, I'm doing text. I'm doing
and none
text
of them are like blowing me up. None of them are being aggressive. Yeah. None of them are being like annoying. You know. None of them are being like chasing me or being thirsty. Mm-hmm. None of them are doing that. I'm not going to say that. None of them are doing that. But it's almost like I needed you to hear this. And I'm going to tell you
in
this.
In the same time frame.
Two weeks. That's I got four crazy. Different that's, involvements.
That's guaranteed evolution right there.
That's all I can say. It's two weeks, guaranteed
evolution.
So in my mind, I'm like, damn, what's next?
That's almost a deep ass goal, though. Just like, my goal is to evolve, to get to that evolution point when I know the things that I worked for have come to fruition. Like, I know for a fact, certified, stamped, and mailed that I'm evolved. I knew it when I was doing it, but I still had that lingering feeling on my shoulder told me, like, maybe I'm not doing it. I don't know. Really, then you get that confirmation.
Yeah. I really want to find the post that I put. I really want to know the date. I'm going to find it on Facebook like later today.
What do you mean?
But all I did on my Facebook post was wrote the definition of evolving.
Like some years ago?
No, it wasn't some years ago. It was this year.
Oh, okay.
How do you search that, though?
On Facebook?
Yeah, it was one of my posts this year. You got to go like the
timeline
year.
Or what is that thing called where you can look at your old stuff? It always...
Facebook, memories.
Yeah, it always tells me.
But I don't
me.
Think that it's going to tell
something this day 7 years ago.
It was just like, it wasn't that long ago. It was like, it might have been last year. But I've posted a lot this, like, you know, I'm not going to be able, well, no, actually, I don't post that much.
Like, can you like search keywords?
That's the thing, I don't know. On your own page? Okay, I'm all the way back on July, so that was fast.
Because you don't post that much on Facebook.
I don't post that much anywhere. I'll share some shit. Dubtivity
Facebook coming soon, by the way.
Oh, yes, it is. Okay.
Coming very soon.
Y'all, I need y'all to be just as excited as we are about our 10th episode.
Should we promo now?
I think we should. I mean, what do we have to lose?
Ooh.
Or maybe we should wait. We'll wait.
Build up the excitement about Facebook on the 10th episode.
Just like... May 17th, I want to go to an all-inclusive resort in the Dominican Republic. Where the fuck are we
Hashtag
going for
facts.
My birthday?
We are going to the Dominican Republic.
We are going to an all-inclusive resort to the Dominican Republic for my birthday.
Big facts.
Wow.
You posted that when?
I posted that May 17th.
You didn't even like tell me.
I didn't know.
You told me last month we're going. I'm like, all right, cool.
Like my Let's stars. Oh. Found it.
Found it. Thank you, Facebook.
It was May 11th.
Okay.
And all I wrote was evolving. It's like a definition. Committing yourself to growth in all areas of your life and mind. Your life, mind, body, spirit, lifestyle, relationships, career, etc. If you are evolving, you are shedding layers and in the process becoming the best you that you were always meant to be. And that's literally all I put with a heart emoji.
Wow. Shedding layers.
When did I say I started my journal? April.
Yeah.
Bro. My life is just like
dope five. Yeah.
This is crazy. I didn't know that I was going to be able to share this on a podcast.
You know, growth is
when you commit to it.
Yeah. Even just getting to that point where you say something out loud or via social media.
Right.
I want this for myself. Or. You still create that, you know, like that's important evolution of
yeah.
You know?
And then I saw something today. It was from last year.
Social media queen.
No, it was
here.
No. Look, I love my Facebook.
No, you better than me because I check it once a year almost.
So I got to see your memories, like you said.
Uh huh.
And it was from December 16, 2014. And it said, God is putting me through a transition in my life right now. I have to admit it's shaking me up a bit, but one thing I will not shake is my faith. I will appreciate and embrace it even if I don't understand every detail of it. I will continue to walk by faith and not by sight. Thank you, Lord, in advance. I was pregnant with Kenley and I didn't know.
Oh, when you posted that?
Mm-hmm. So I said, I reposted and I said, I was so pregnant and had no idea. All I knew was God was using me. I feel the exact same way right now, but this time I know it's not a baby. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow.
No baby for me. No baby. No, but if you, like, even, it's crazy because even Facebook can be like a journal.
It is. It's literally, I'm saying, like, if you just put.
Use it properly.
That, yeah, if you put use that and you can still look back at your life, like that timeline shit is ideal. Like, oh, I was in the right mindset in 2014 or 2010 or whatever.
It's like a little reminder. Like, you haven't been doing nothing all wrong. You're good.
You've got it. Sorry it took longer than you thought it was was going to take because you wanted. You know,
our time frame is nothing like
that. We like that shit immediate, too, low key, like us millennials.
Yeah.
We like our shit to happen tomorrow, but it doesn't work that way, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. I just feel like when you seriously let go, and literally let God move the way he wants you to do.
Yeah.
Like, even me and you talked about this podcast way before we even started it.
True.
And then all of a sudden, I started getting all these feelings. We started having all these conversations. I started reading my Bible and seeing stuff and sending it to you. Like, it was like, we have to start this, like, ASAP.
We have to do it, yeah.
And we did. In our minds before that, we felt like it would be so hard to start. We're like, it's just so much to do, like... We don't really know. And then once we did it, we're like, this is easy.
It's easy. Thanks to the Anchor app. You know, it makes it real easy to...
yeah, for real. Advertisement. Exactly. And it was Plug. Just like how it's happened.
No, yeah. Worked perfect, too.
Like, me and you...
I'm loving this.
This is a story in itself.
Oh, yeah. And even as a person... Even as a person, like you said, like, I probably lack enough structure. Mm-hmm. You would think I have a lot of structure in my life. But I lack a lot more structure than I need.
My burp stunk so bad.
Was that burp number one or burp number two?
That was burp number two. I had crab legs and shrimp for lunch. Ooh, and it's spanky.
Spicy crab for lunch.
I want some more. I'm addicted to seafood. I just want to keep eating it. Oh, my God.
Under the sea. But yeah. anyways. Where were we? What were we talking about?
No, just you said you lack structure.
Yes. I do like structure, but just even doing this right now, it creates that solid structure for me. You know what I mean? Like, we meet the same days at a certain time. We come here and we do shit. We get shit done. I enjoy that.
And
just
even when you were slacking, I came up on you.
Yeah. Granted, yeah.
I was like.
But
I understood.
I know you on vacation and shit, but then.
No, I understood what you were doing.
You need to get back on it.
Don't forget.
And I enjoy that. I like them text messages like, we still record today, right? And just like making sure, like, I don't want you to fall off. I'm like, yes, I'll be there. That's structured, yeah. That helps with the evolution at the end of the day for me. Nice. Evolution story of Nate coming soon.
Yeah.
Episode 15.
Something's going to happen, bro. You just have to stay focused. And
I low-key
you literally, instead of watching movies or watch the movie after you do this, get that journal out.
Big facts.
Do what you gotta do. Just think, just take time to reflect. I feel like if you just literally take 15 minutes a day to just reflect on your life and be like, where am I right now?
Yeah.
What areas do I want to fix?
Quit being so much in the
and
now
just
and stuff.
Do it every day. Like, force yourself. If you have to force yourself to take 15 minutes out of your day every day to just take the time to just think about it, do it. You know what I'm saying? It just make yourself.
Yeah.
Even if you're on lunch at work.
True.
Commit yourself to it.
I don't take lunches, but true. No, I'm just kidding.
Really? What?
Sometimes I don't. Sometimes.
No, but before work.
No. Like, but I was thinking in my head, I was like, she's saying right, but I feel like I'm the guy that's going to pull up my voice recorder and be like, Nate. I'm recording this, blah, 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 and just make a video, you know, like an audio journal.
But do that.
So I'm gonna start.
You
know what?
So you don't have to write.
Today, I'm gonna start. Audio journal Nate's coming soon.
Come on.
Let's go.
Do it. That's actually a really good idea. Record yourself talking. So you can just go back and listen to each of them. You can listen to the tone of your voice. You can feel your emotions.
Yeah, I can evaluate it.
Just like, you know, better than anybody. Mm-hmm. Like, do that. Just take it don't even take 15 minutes, honestly. It take 5 minutes, 3 minutes. Just literally commit to just how I'm feeling today. You know, today, every day I write my thoughts for the day, like really what's on my mind, what I'm grateful for, and a reflection just of everything.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you know what? Today, I'm making a point to do it starting
just
tomorrow.
Just do it. Just
at
do
work
it like
on
Nike.
My fake lunch.
Just do it like Nike. Go in the bathroom for like 3 minutes.
Oh, I can do it at my desk. I don't care.
Just do it. Like, just do it, Nate. Because I'm excited to see your evolution. I'm excited. I thought I was Rihanna for a minute back then. So, you know, that's my girl.
You know.
No, but just, yes.
That's true.
Bro, do it. Like,
you know what I am.
We're trying to touch others. So. The person I'm closer to is you.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to get it. I need you to just do it so that they can actually see.
I may even share some sometimes.
Yeah.
All right, I got it. That's going down. And I also advise,
and
if
I need
anybody
you...
listening wants to start with me, because, you know, camaraderie is a thing.
I love camaraderie. That's like one of my best words.
Yeah.
I love camaraderie.
So, what's another word for camaraderie? Actually, camaraderie is the most, least used word.
Yeah, that's the highest.
In comparison.
Teamwork. It's the most simplest way to put it. Teamwork, working together. Yes. We just
the
have
gang.
To hold each
I just
other.
Need a gang.
And if, you know what I'll do? I'll make a commitment to myself to text you every single day.
Did you do your
and just
video?
Say Bet. Video.
That's also called accountability. Accountability partners.
You want me to just say bet?
Accountability partners.
You want me to just say bet?
We're going to have a code word? Okay.
What do you want me to say? I'm going to just text you and I'm going to be like, video, or I'm going to be like.
There's like a recording,
I don't
a recording wanna... emoji. Just send the recording emoji every time.
Yeah. Like, I make a commitment to do that. Today we made two commitments. Today.
Because the evolution is real. Obviously,
you know what
I'm
else?
Seeing
in
it.
Me?
I'm seeing it unfold in front of my eyes right now.
Oh my
now.
God, it's crazy.
Me.
And I'm excited to like see what
evolution.
I can
I find
do next
that.
Week.
Yeah. I want to find that evolution. I hope you guys want to feel that.
And the thing is I'm saying like, I got an evolution. Everything's great. I have no idea where I'm going.
Yeah.
Like, I
if
have
anything,
no
if anything,
idea
you
where
searching
God
for
is
the
gonna,
next evolution, right?
God
you
is just taking me. He's like, give me your hand, baby.
Yeah.
I got you. Boop. Just trust me. And
level
I'm just
up,
like,
level up.
Because I'm
up.
A control freak. True. But I've learned to not
I'm
try to control
too, yeah.
everything. I've learned to let go. I've learned to be totally held accountable for my actions, but not feel like my actions is the reason why I'm going to get to the next level, or my actions are not the reason why something's going to work or something like that. Because I'm going to do what I have to do, and God is going to do the rest. I feel that so deeply.
Deeply. In the depths of your soul.
Like, okay. I am so in a great place. I am extremely excited. I am so happy. Like, I feel like my husband is, like, right there.
He's right there. Okay.
That's crazy.
Clearly, since you're getting all these responses and these hit ups.
Oh, my God. So when that happened, I was like, okay, God, you trying to tell me one or two things.
I was telling you on the phone, I was like, you know what? Now you got to, probably got to get ready for the rest of the ease.
Right.
Next week is going
to
be six more.
I got
like,
it.
Oh, shit.
We dated
in high school.
I dated
That's
you
right.
20 years ago, bro. We was in elementary at daycare. Like, I don't understand why you got
I found you on Facebook, and I was like, hey.
No, but for real, no, I feel like that's what I said when all of this started happening. I'm like, one or two things are happening.
Mm-hmm.
God is trying to give me closure from all the guys that I possibly thought I could have lived happily ever after with.
Okay.
So that he can prepare
almost like
the doors open for my husband.
Like a test, like, will you accept this challenge? I'm going to give you four. Oh, she keeps turning all four of them down because she's trying
and
to
find
her. And
that's the thing. That's where I am. Like, do I turn all four of them? But like, one of them I really, really like.
Yeah.
One of them, I'm like, we never had any bad, but like, we never end on bad terms. Mm-hmm. We never just like had anything horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really
that
like
knight
him.
In shining armor in this situation. He
just
stands
really
out.
I just really like him. So, but that still has to be up there. Like, am I supposed your to standard tell you now?
Like your standards, you know, never neglect those.
And then the second thing I was like, or one of these bitches is my husband. Like, what do I do? I call them bitches. It's all out of love. But in case you do become my husband one day.
You know what? It's a word sometimes, right?
Yeah. No, but I'm just saying like one or two things. But I don't know. I don't know. I still don't know. Like, this probably has nothing to do with them and everything to do with me.
Yeah.
Like, them just coming around absolutely means nothing. You know, it could possibly mean nothing.
True, but development at that point. Like, you just like, now you know just that it wasn't anything.
God could be testing me to say, is she going to realize when I'm speaking to her?
Mm-hmm.
I realize that now. Like, he sent this, and I'm like, okay, this is God. This is definitely God, because they don't, like, they're all in tune with each other, and they have no idea they are. So I'm like, this is definitely God. So God could just be like, I'm going to do this, because I know she'll react to it and see if she gets me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can do what I really want her to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like, you gotta probably pass the test first before you get the job you want.
It probably has nothing to do with them.
Yeah.
So I'm just weighing out everything, my avenues. I'm not trying to get too excited. I'm not trying to be like, ooh, I'm not trying to do any of that. I'm just trying to coast. I'm just trying to chill.
Not complacent, though. Not complacent, because, you know, your standards are still there.
Standards are going to stay there. Standards is what got them coming back telling me great and amazing.
Big facts, see?
Like, that's what my standards did.
And
some of them are like when I was 23. Like, those standards is what...
She's 52 right now, so I should tell you something.
y'all know. But I'm just saying, like, that's like 7 years ago.
Yeah.
It's like I was setting standards then and didn't realize it. You know?
True, yeah.
Those standards are what bringing them back. Like, you really are, though. Because they probably dealt with a lot of fuckholes.
Mm-hmm.
Dealt with a lot of people that they thought was good, and then it all fell. But I've been true. I've stayed who I am throughout this whole fucking journey. And I'm still that person.
Right.
I'm still that person. You know what I'm saying? So...
at the end of the day, I guess evolution is not really you completely changing, but really realizing what you were defined to be, I guess.
Some people, I mean, it's very circumstantial. It's circumstantial because I feel like some people, if you're thinking about this, you're already a good person.
Mm-hmm.
You have good stuff in you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Self-analyzed. You really
delved
into yourself.
You're
first
wanting to be
you
better.
Thought.
You're like, damn. Like,
if all you can say is niggas ain't shit all day, Cat Williams said it was like, maybe you just attract ain't shit niggas, you know?
Yeah. But the thing is, it's like, if you say that, you won't be listening to this podcast.
Right. Big facts.
It's not your cup of tea.
Because as far as Dubtivity goes, it's all about the, you know, the structure of developing yourself. Developing your dopeness. And that's all we want. So. Oh. Here we go. Ooh,
so,
we got a guest.
Guys, I'm sorry.
We got a guest.
You want to say hi to the podcast?
She said
no.
You
don't want to?
Oh, she's like, uh-uh.
But yes.
Too much
so,
pressure.
If you already been to that place, like you've been doing something right this whole time if you finally got here. That's what I feel like. And even if you haven't and you're... been a bad person, or you can start over.
Yeah, sometimes you got to be bad before you can be good.
Exactly.
How would you know otherwise, you know?
Yeah, so
sometimes. But yeah,
come here.
Look at the sleepy baby.
He said, mama, I want you.
The evolution is real. I don't want nobody to second guess that.
No,
evolution
not at all.
Happens.
Evolution happens. And it's, guys, it happens. I wish y'all can see my face right now.
I wish y'all could see her face.
Because I'm really excited about life now. It's like an adventure. And I'm an adventurous person. So I'm just like, I'm going to keep doing right. I'm going to keep doing good. Like, see what happens next.
It's like that adrenaline rush or something.
Things that used to bother me don't bother me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Things that used to take up my mind, the winning, the worrying game.
Yeah.
Things that used to
making you anxious
win that,
and shit. Yeah.
No, I don't even think about that kind of stuff no more. I'm just like putting everything in order and keeping it moving.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not allowing things to affect me like that.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But it's all a part. It's because of this evolution.
Yeah, like that should be a main goal. Like if somebody's like, what's your goals in life? To evolve.
I want to evolve. I want to be the best me. I want to live out my purpose.
That's the most general way you can say it too, but you can structure that shit correctly in your mind and evolve into the proper proper person that you, I couldn't think of a good way to say that. The proper person you want to be.
True.
But
so,
we
shall see.
We shall.
I'm glad we checked in this weekend.
Yeah. I like this. I like this topic.
You do?
Hell yeah.
Well, you evolving got a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah, I got to do a lot for sure.
Yeah, you got some stuff to do, Nate Dogg.
I'm telling you, these videos, I'm literally going to record me talking
to
myself.
And I'm
going to
get you early in the morning.
I may let you listen to them.
Which is the best
know.
Time? Which is the best time to send my text? You tell me.
Let's shoot for early enough.
Okay, that's not.
But
a
not
time.
Like, but not like when you. I don't know the time you wake up, but like early enough.
I wake up at 7.
Okay, not when you first wake up.
Okay.
Because you know I'm still like. Getting ready, doing this, blah blah blah. I'm rushing because I'm not a morning person by any means.
Me either. So I probably forget and be like, God damn it, I forgot, and takes you at 1 to be like, yeah. Hey.
That's fine. Like, okay, so maybe evenings on my way home from work.
What time do you get off?
Like 5.
I'll put a timer on my phone.
Yeah. So 5-ish. Give or take some days, but usually 5.
Yeah, iPad in there, ain't it?
No, it's right here on the I saw it on the floor on the
you
chair.
You don't
want
to say hi to Dope Timothy? You don't want to say, Dope Timothy.
She said, no. No.
But yes, I'm about to set my timer right now.
Got it.
And
like I said, if anybody wants to join your boy.
I'll set timers for everybody. If y'all send me y'all number.
We can start a whole new wave of videos.
I can definitely do that for y'all.
Video journals to send to each other to see.
Bro. I can do that.
Start an app company. Who knows? I shouldn't have said that.
What's wrong, mommy?
Start one.
I want my YouTube.
No, you want to what? You don't want to listen to Dopetivity instead?
What time do you get off? You said
like 5.
So you want me to send it at 5:15, 5:30?
No, 5 is fine.
5.
Yeah.
Come here. Why? Why don't you come to me? I'm sitting down. I'm old. You're young.
She's young. She's old. She ain't evolved yet. She's getting to that evolution stage with her young self. How old are you? Kenley, come here. I gotta ask you a question.
Nathan wants you. Come here.
Come closer. Come closer. How old are you?
3. 3?
Do you feel like you're evolved right now?
He's talking to you, mama.
You know, do you think you're evolved? No, not yet. You're not old enough to be evolved yet.
I got a lot to do.
Got a lot to do.
I got a lot to do.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting on your lap.
No, go over there. We're almost done. I'm going to get in my lap in a minute.
But yeah, evolution is real. Like evolution. I keep saying. It is fucking real.
It is. It's great. Guys, live
I
your best
I do. I want to chase that. I low-key want to chase that dragon now. Like, that feeling.
Just
that
to
you,
see
when you
what
called me and told me about it, I was like, damn, she is... Fuck, her
I'm
energy,
going through it.
Her energy level is like 9 monsters
for
in,
real?
9 Red Bulls in.
And like, I wasn't. I didn't drink any Red
Bulls. Yeah. This was like an off-the-cuff phone call. Like, hey,
Nate,
you know what?
Guess what happened? Nate, I was like, I have to tell you this. You're like, wow. Really?
I want to chase that feeling. I like that.
Yes. But you
gotta
can.
Find that evolution.
Yeah. Make commitments to say.
Through my video recordings. Or write it down. I don't know. I'll write it down and then video record it. Who knows what I'll do?
Who knows?
I can do whatever I want. It's
you
my
can,
world.
Because you popping. Because
I'm
do
dope
what
as
you
shit. Dopetivity is living life in your boy Nate.
You do what you
and
do
I'm doing
you
it. Poppin'. Yeah. Because I live my life you, and I'm
popping.
Popping.
Yeah. Poppin'. Do what you want when you're popping.
Yeah.
You do what you want when you're popping.
Popping.
Work. Nate popping. You do what you want when you're popping. You do what you want when you're popping. You do what you want when you're popping. Oh, yeah. You do what you want when you're popping. Hey. You do what you want when you're popping.
Hey. I feel like I delve into my inner future on that one.
Love you guys.
Sign out.